Begin the current daf, Masechtas Erech and Daf Ches. Begin 12 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, the second Mishnah in this Perek, which begins a series of Mishnayos, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which was discussing the topic of this Perek, of this Masechta of Erechin, which said that you don't have an Erechin less than a shekel, but not more than 50 sloim. On that, the next Mishnayos continue with different halachas, also with that same theme, that there's not less than this, and there's not more than that. And that our Mishnah begins. Ein Pesach. We don't have the opening, which we mean the opening. We mean the opening of the nidus, which is according to biblical halacha of nidus, which is the menstruating woman when she has dam that emits from her body. Halacha is that if she sees blood today, the halacha is, so she counts today plus 6 days. Or let's say she has a re'ia, which is that there's an emission of blood for 2 days. She counts those 2 days plus an additional 5. Or even if she really sees blood all 7 days, which this is important that we're discussing these halachas regarding biblical law, because current practice is that if a woman sees even just a minute amount of blood that comes out from Eisei Makom, then they automatically have Shiva Nikim. However, according to biblical halacha, which is what we're discussing, there's a fundamental difference between dam nida and dam ziva, which is dam nida, as we'll discuss the cycle of 7 and 11, which is that even if she sees dam for all 7 days, but right before the end of the 7th day, she stops seeing blood, by the evening of the 7th day, she could wait till after sundown, immerse herself, and then have relations. After those 7 days, then you move on to the what's called the days of Ziva, which is a period of 11 days, which in those days, if she sees for a day or two, then she becomes what's known in halacha as a shemeres yoim, keneged yoim, which is that she safeguards that day. She just has to make sure the following day she doesn't have another re'iyah, and then she immerses herself, and then she's pure. Now, if she has a re'iyah, she has an emission, or she has dam, for three days in a row, then she's what's called a zava gemura, a bona fide zava, and that's where the halacha is that she has to then count what's called shiva nikim, 7 clean days where she cannot have any dam at all, and then after those 7 days she brings a carbon. Now, if let's say the days of ziva go on for a month or a year, it doesn't make a difference how long that goes on for, she will not go back, which is the topic of our Mishnah, to what's called the opening of the Yimei Nida, which is then the cycle starts over again, until she has Shiva Nikim, 7 clean days. If she had 7 days without any dam, and then she saw dam, so then you're back to the beginning, because you already finished the Yimei Ziva, you already had Shiva Nikim. Then you start the beginning of Nida again, and again, then if there's Dam that day, you count that day plus the remaining 6, and then again, it goes back to the whole cycle that we're discussing. Now, if let's say in those 11 days, that which is after the woman starting off, the first Dam she has, that she could have for all 7 days, but that's called Yimei Nida. After that, there's the period of 11 days which has potential for Zava Kitana, 1 or 2 days, which is a Shemeres Yom, or could be Zava Gedayla, which if she sees 3 days in a row, then she has to have Shiva Nikim. But let's say in those 11 days she doesn't see 3 days in a row, so then she doesn't become a Zava. And then after those 11 days, when she has a Re'ir, when she has Dam again, whether it was right after those 11 days or whether it was 30 days after those 11 days, doesn't make a difference when, that would be the beginning of the period of Nida again. Now, therefore, after that point, even if she sees 3 days in a row, again, you're only going to be counting those 3 days plus another 4. Because like we said, then you may need the, you don't have to have Shiva Nikim. You just have to wait a period of 7 days, whether there's Dam or not. And therefore, all you have to count is 4 plus those 3 days, because the Yimei Zav are only for those 11 days between the end of one Nida cycle to the beginning of the next Nida cycle. And this halacha is explicit in the last halacha, Masechtas Nida, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. So therefore, our Mishnah is saying that you will not have a situation of Ein Pesach, you won't have a situation of coming back to the beginning of the Nida cycle, which is for the halachas of Nida, not to be considered a Zava, Bitaya, which that's the whole halacha that our Mishnah discussed, and regarding a woman that is in error, meaning, she saw Dam today, but she doesn't know where in her cycle she is. She doesn't know, is she in the days of Nida, or is she in those 11 days of the days of Ziva, which, as we're going to explain, has many halachic differences. Now, we don't know now regarding her calendar moving forward, where what to move forward, the calculations. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that a woman is not going to go back to being the beginning of her opening of the days of Nida, pachis mishiva, less than 7 clean days, v'lo yeser al yadzayin, and neither is it going to be more than the possibility of needing 17 clean days, as the Gemara is going to explain in the following brisa. The Gemara explains the time about Linda brisa, which goes through in great detail regarding that you're not going to have less than 7, but not more than 17 of requiring clean days to make sure that, okay, now for sure the next dam you're going to have is for sure the days of Nida, the opening of the Nida days. Tarma Linda Bryce. Taya Sha'amra, a woman who made a mistake. She doesn't know again what's this dam, what day she's on. And she says, Yom Echad Tamei Re'isi. She says, there's one day, which is today, that I was tamei, meaning that I had dam, which makes a woman tamei, which that's the loss of life that she has from the blood, which doesn't create a child. She says, okay, so I saw today, but I don't know if it's in the days of the beginning of the Nida, and therefore then she would have to count another 6 days plus this day, because in the main Nida, it doesn't make a difference. 1 day, 5 days, you don't have to be clean, but you have to wait a period of 7 days. She doesn't know if today is the days of Nida, or is it the 11 days of the Zayv days? She forgot what her calendar is. And if it's the Yimei Ziva, she actually would only have to be clean the following day, what's called Shemeres Yayim, Keneged Yayim, just to correlate for the day that she saw them. The next day she has to make sure she doesn't see, but she wouldn't have to count another 6 days. So, says the Braisa, Pischa, her opening, to make sure she's back to the, that we know for sure, go moving forward, she's back at the beginning of Nida again, of that cycle, requires Shiva Aser, 17 clean days. Meaning, if she doesn't have an appearance of blood again until after 17 days, besides today, which she did have Dam, then we know for sure that she's back to the beginning of her opening of her Nida days, which then, once she sees Dam again after those 17 days, yeah, then you would count that day plus another 6 days, and you know where you're at. Because either way you're going to look at it, she's going to be back in the beginning. Why? Because after 17 days, besides today, she's out of the clear of the doubt of being in the Yimei of the 11 days of Ziva. Why? Because if this day today that she saw blood is the beginning of the Ziva days, let's say she just finished the 7 days of Nida, and she's starting the days of Ziva, where what happens is that once she finishes 11 days, automatically you're out of, because we're saying that she's 17 days clean. So once you finished 11 days, you're automatically out of the days of Zav. And even more so, she was even more than 11 days out. She's 17 days that she didn't see any dam. So for sure, she's going to be back to the beginning of the Nida days. Now, and even if you're going to say that no, maybe it wasn't the beginning of the Ziva days. Maybe when she has this Re'iyah now, it's the beginning of the Nida days. Even so, after 17 days, she's going to be out of the days of the Zav. So again, you know that you're starting again at Nid. Why? Because she already, let's say it's the beginning of the Nid days. So she already had, she's having 17 clean days. So once she has this day plus another 6 days, and the Nid days don't have to be clean anyway, but you already passed the Nid days. Then you have 11 days from one Nid cycle to another. So that's, besides today, we're counting 17, so you have 6 of finishing the Nida, plus 11, which is 17. So therefore, after 17, when she sees her Re'iyah again, you know you're back to the beginning of Nida. Now, the reason why we're requiring, besides today, another 17 days being clean, is because if she would see, not after 17 days, but actually on day 17, then she's not out of the clear yet. She's not out of the doubt if that next time, meaning on day 17 that she's seeing Dam, if this is the day of Nida or is the day of Ziva, because you could say that maybe this day that she originally came to us when she saw Dam, maybe it was the first days of her Nida days. So it comes out that on the 17th day that she sees Dam again, that's the last of the 11 days of Yimei Ziva between the Nida cycles. That halacha would not require safeguarding any days of like even Shemeres Yoyim, because as the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Nida says, that the 11th day doesn't need Shemeres Yoyim, because you're ready, because the next day you're ready out of the Yimei Ziva. Or maybe the first day that she came in front of us when she had that one Re'iyah of Dam, maybe it actually was from the days of Ziva. And therefore, once 11 days passes, she's already out of the days of Zav. And therefore, now on day 17, when she sees, she's actually in the days of Nida. And then she would actually have to count 6+ days besides today. So we don't know, doesn't she have to not watch anything? Or does she have to wait another 6 days besides this day? And for sure, if it was even before day 17, then for sure you're in this quandary. Now, therefore, such a woman would be in this state of doubt forever until, like we're saying, she has 17 clean days. Because as we said, when she's in this situation of doubt, she's in a very precarious situation. Why? Because we're always going to be stringent on her out of doubt. Which is, if she's ever going to see one day from these days, if like within 17, if she never has full 17 clean days, we're going to say, okay, maybe she's in the beginning of her Nida days. And besides today, you have to wait another 6 days if you want to have relations with your husband. Additionally, if she's going to see 3 days in a row, we're going to say, well, maybe you're in the days of Ziva. And then you have to actually have seven clean days, and you're going to have to bring a carbon out of doubt, and it cannot be eaten. Now, that's in contrast, like we're saying, if she has until after 17 clean days, then there's no point of being stringent, because then we know for sure that she's by Tchilas Nida, and therefore, even if she sees 3 days in a row, we'll say, no, you just have to count another 4 days in this, and at the end of 7 days, if she does see, then you're ready in the Yumei of Ziva, and then you just have to be Shemer Sim Keneged Yom, and then if you see 3 days in a row, then she'll be a Zav, but we know what we have to do. We're not going to be stringent out of doubt to say that maybe you're a Nida, or maybe you're a Zav. Additionally, continues the Braisa. Shnei Yom Tami Re'isa. Let's the woman says, I don't know where I am in my calendar. I know that yesterday and today I saw Dam. So there's 2 days that I'm Tami. Here too, as in the previous case, Pischa Shiva Asa. Here also, besides for these 2 days that she saw Dam, she has to be clean for 17 days. And then after the 17 days, then she'll for sure be starting the beginning of her Nida days in what's called Maman Pshach. Either way you calculate this, she'll be back to the beginning of the Nida cycle. Because if these 2 days that she saw down were from the Ziva days, so therefore she finished the Ziva days, besides these two days, with another 9 days, she's already out of the 11 days. Now, for sure, like in the case that we're describing, when she's only seeing Dam after 17 days, you're for sure back to the beginning of the Nida days. Now, even if you're going to say that, let's say these 2 days were the beginning of the Nida days, so the Nida days and the Ziva days are going to be completed after these 2 days plus an additional 16, which that's what we're saying, that 17 clean days, besides these days, you're going to be after 18 days, where the Yimei Nida and Ziva are only 18 days. Like we said, it's 7 and 11. Here, this woman who only saw after 17 days, which is actually 20 days from the beginning when she had her doubtful of this Re'iyah, because she was Tameh for 2 days, plus after 17, which is 18, that's 20 days, you're for sure back to the beginning of the Yimei Nida. Now, the reason why it has to be 17 is because, like, if she would actually see on day 17, and for sure before that, then she's, again, not out of the clear, she's not out of the doubt. Because maybe, and this is where the doubt is, maybe these 2 days that she saw down was the beginning of her Nida cycle. And at the end of the 16 days, meaning at which are after these 2 days, which are on day 17, so maybe you finished the Yumei Nida and Ziva. And this that you're seeing on day 17 is the beginning of Nida. However, maybe not. Maybe the first of these 2 days was the 11th day of the Ziva, the last of the Ziva days. The second day that she saw was the beginning of Nida. Oh, then she's not finishing her days of Nida and Ziva until after 17. Like we said, it takes 18 days to go through the cycle. Here where she sees on day 17, it's the end of the Ziva. And then again, you're still in the situation of doubt, where we don't know what status to give you when you're seeing on this day, on the 17th day. Do you not require any Shemeres Yom? Do you actually have to wait another 6 days because you need them? And for sure, if you saw even before day 17, for example, let's say she sees on days 13 or day 14, she's in a situation of doubt, because maybe these 2 days that when she originally came in front of us was the end of the Yimei Ziva. And here where she didn't see until day 13, okay, so you're done with the Ziva and you're back to the beginning of Nida, because you had your Sheben Nikim, you actually were clean 13, 14 days. Or maybe that no, these 2 days were the beginning of Nida, and therefore day 13 is only day 8 of the Yimei Zev, and therefore you're in the days of Zav, and you only have to be Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom. And again, therefore, this woman is always going to be in the situation of doubt until she has 17 clean days. Similarly, Shleisha Yom Tamir Isi. If a woman says, look, I don't know where I'm on my calendar, to lost total track, but for the last 3 days, today and the previous 2 days, I was Tamir Hadam, here too, Pischa Sheva Asr. She's only going to have the opening, knowing you're back at the beginning of days in Nida, after 17 days, like we explained, because if it's before 17, let's say on the 17th day itself, you're still going to be in a situation of doubt, because you could say that maybe the first 2 days from these 3 days were maybe the end of the Ziva cycle, and then the third day is the beginning of the Nida. And then again, the 17th day is the last day of the Yimei Ziva. Or maybe no. Maybe all three were the beginning of Nida, and at the end of already 15, besides these 3 days that she saw Dam, you already finished the Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. And maybe this day 17th is the beginning of Nida. So we don't know. It would be a situation of doubt. But again, but on day 18th, which is after 17 clean days, you already left the situation of doubt. Mimanavshach. So therefore, these three cases require, which we said is never more than that, 17 clean days to make sure you know for sure you're back at the Yimei Nida. Because like we're saying, there's these different halachas if you're in Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva. Now, moving forward, the openings get less and less because we keep on moving along higher numbers that she had dam on those days. Let's say she says, Chamesha Yamim Tamei Reisi. She says, for 5 days, I've been seeing blood. So, Pischa Chamesha Asa. Here, the previous case, Arba Yom Tamir Isi. Let's say she says that I saw Dam for 4 days. So Pischa Shisha Asr. So her opening is for a period of 16 days, which is if she doesn't see Dam until after 16 days, one less than the previous case that we said, besides for these 5 days that she saw Dam, then either way she's going to be out of the situation of doubt. We're going to know she's back to the beginning of the Nida period. Why? Because if when she saw these four days were the beginning of Nida, so you're for sure already out of the main Nida and Zav at the end of these 14, at the end of 14 days, besides these 4 days, because we said then you're ready by 18 days, which is already passed. Now, if let's say these four days that she was Tamei were the Yimei Zav, then for sure, even before 16 days, you're already out of the 11 days of the Yimei Ziva, and she's beginning of Nida. Now, even if you're going to ask and say, wait a second, maybe I'll tell you that two of these 4 days were the end of Ziva, and the next two were the beginning of the Nida. Even so, at the end of 16 days, you've already finished the Yimei Nida and Zav, and therefore, you're already on day 17, already post Yimei Nida and Zav. But then you would say, wait a second, maybe say it differently. Maybe say the first three were the end of Ziva, and maybe the fourth day is the beginning of Nida, and therefore, like in the first cases we had said, that you're not going to be finished until after 17 days. So why is it enough with 16 clean days? No, that wouldn't be a possible option, because if the first three of the 4 days were the end of Ziva, comes out when you saw on the fourth day, that's not Tchilas Nida. Because since she saw 3 consecutive days in the maze of Ziva, she becomes a Zava Gemura. She becomes a bona fide Zava. And she doesn't leave the days of Ziva to become the beginning of Nida until she has Shiva Nekim, 7 clean days, like the Pasuk says, Mikhtas Vav, Vim Tarim Ezaiva Vesafa, and then she counts 7 clean days. And after that she said 7 clean days, then she goes back to the beginning of the May Nida. So therefore, that wouldn't be an option to say that maybe you would need 17 clean days. No, to the contrary. If you saw 3 days, the first 3 days were the end of Ziva, then after 7 days she'd already be in the May of Nida. But if let's say it was less than 16 clean days, let's say she saw even on the 16th day, the 16th day wasn't totally clean, then again you're still in a situation of doubt that regarding that if it was the end of Ziva or was the beginning of Nida, meaning now when she sees on the 16th day, is this the end of Ziva, the beginning of Nida? Because maybe two of the 4 days were the end of Ziva, which again, that doesn't make her into a Zava Gedayla. And maybe the next two were the beginning of Nida, and it comes out that the 16th day is the end of Ziva, because that's on day 17. Or maybe, no, maybe those 4 days that she saw were the beginning of Nida, or maybe the end of Ziva. And if that's the case, either way, she would already be out of the days of Nidin Zav. So therefore, you're not out of the clear until you have 16 clean days. So to moving along, says the Braisa, Chamisha Yamim Tami Re'isiv. The woman says, 5 days I had dam. So Pischa Chamisha Asar, so then her opening is after 15 days, 1 day less requirement. And here also it's the same idea, because after 15 days, she's for sure back to the beginning of Nida, if she's going to see a Re'i of dam. But again, the 15th day itself, if she's going to see over there, she's going to have a situation of doubt. Because maybe the first two from the five were the end of Ziva, and maybe the remaining three were the days of Nida. And then the 15th day, because then you count those three plus another four for seven, and then 11 of the Yimei Ziva. So then day 15 is the last day of the Yimei Ziva. And again, we don't know right now, is this Tchilas Nida, save Ziva, Tchilas Nida, you got to wait another 6 days, save Ziva, you don't have to wait anything. And so too, the whole brace, as we move along, we're in doubt that regarding the first 2 days, which that helps us, we're saying maybe that's the end of Ziva, and the latter days, are which 5 days, she's telling me six, and so on, are maybe from Nida. But again, more than that, we said you can't be in doubt, because if you're going to say that from the first days, if three of them were the end of Ziva, then we said that no, then you're not going to have any of the latter days being Yimei Nida, as long as she didn't have seven clean days. But now that she sees it after she sat seven clean days, that automatically would be the beginning of Nida. Here that we require so many days is only where we say, okay, maybe the first two were the end of Ziva. So that you could go and start Nida right away because you don't have to have Shibin Nikiyim only if there was three consecutive days. And then we're saying, so then, okay, what would take to get past the cycle of Nida and Ziva to get back to the beginning of Nida again? So it continues the Braisa, and the numbers keep on moving one in each direction. Shisha yam tamei re'isiv. She says it was tamei for 6 days. Again, like we said, the most it could be is that maybe the first 2 days were ziva, so at least 4 days were nida. So pischa arba asa, the opening is 14 days. Because if you have 4 days of nida, all you need is another 3 days, plus 11. So of the yimei ziva, you know after 14 days, if you have clean, you're out of the clear, and you're back into the beginning of nida days. So to Shiva Yom Tav Mei Re'isiv, she says I was tummy for 7 days, Pescha Shleisha Asa. So then the opening is 13 days. Shemayni Yom Tav Mei Re'isiv, she says I was tummy for 8 days, Pescha Shnei Masar. The opening is only after 12 days. Tisha Yom Tav Mei Re'isiv, she says I sold down for the last 9 days, Pescha Echad Asa. The opening is after 11 days. Asara Yom Tav Mei Re'isiv, she says I was tummy for 10 days, Pescha Asara. So the opening is after 10 days. Achad Asar, if she saw damp 11 days, Pescha Tisha, the opening of the Nida days is going to be after 9 days. As a Ketintim at Beis, Shnei Masa, if she saw damp for 12 days, Pescha Shmaina, then the opening is going to be after 8 days, meaning if she had 8 clean days, she's out of the doubt either way you're going to look at it. Because even if you're going to say that the first 2 days of these 12 days were the end of Ziva, so you're remaining with 10 days that she was still seeing damp. So then you finish the count of, with you have the 8 days that we're saying that you have to be Pischa Shmaina, you have to have 8 clean days, with the 10 days that she saw dam, that makes for a total of 18 days, which you've automatically crossed over, and you finish the cycle of Nida and Zav, and you know you're back to the beginning of the Nida period itself. Because if, let's say, however, she saw dam on the 8th day itself, then you'd still be in a situation of doubt, because you could say that maybe the first two from the 12 were the end of Ziva. And the remaining 10 that she saw dam, so you would say, okay, 7 of them are for the days of Nida, because Nida you could be seeing dam throughout the whole thing. And then the remaining 3 are the days of Zav, so then she would be a Zava, and then she would require Shiva Nikim. So it would come out that this 8th day that she'd be seeing dam would still be from the 11 days of the Yimei Ziva. Now, because although we were saying up until now that once you sit Shiv and Nikiyim, so then you start over Tchilas Nida again, here it wouldn't be Tchilas Nida, because like we said, you can't have less than 11 days from the end of one Nida cycle to the beginning of another Nida cycle. So if it comes out that the last 3 days of those 10 days is the beginning of Zava, so you're right, even though you're having, on day 8, you already had Shiva Nikim, but you're still not out of the clear, you still haven't had 11 days, and you still might be in the days of Ziva. Or maybe it's the beginning of Nida, because maybe in those 12 days from the last count, you have 5 days of the 11 days between Nida and Nida, because you could say that maybe that the first of the 12 days was actually the beginning of Nida. And at the end of 7 days, you already finished the days of Nida. And then on the 8th day started the days of Ziva. And then it comes out that 12 days you've already finished from the days of Ziva 5 days, because seven was Nida, five a Ziva. So it comes out that you finished the days of Ziva at the end of 6 days. And at the end of six, you've already finished the days of Nida and Zav. And additionally, we're saying that she was clean actually 7 days for her Ziva. And on the eighth day that she's seeing Dam, maybe it is Techilas Nida. And that's, like we're saying, the situation of doubt. We don't know, is this, and it's a possibility either one, that it's the that it's still during the days of Ziva, as the first option we described, or is it the beginning of Nida? And like we said, that creates a great kilkel, because she can't go back now to the beginning of her Nida cycle, actually now up until their 17 clean days, because now she's back to the original initial status of the first case that we described in the Braisa of being a Taya, where she's saying, today, one day, I saw that I'm Tameh, and I don't know, as we described the options before, am I in the days of Nida, or am I in the days of Ziva? And therefore, the cycle of Kilkel keeps on going, because if, let's say, if she sees on the eighth day, she didn't have eight clean days, and then she has seven clean days, and she sees again, and she wants to, okay, just be a Shemeris Yoim, just safeguard the following day, we have to be stringent on her and say that no, maybe the original day that she saw was the end of Ziva, and maybe now she's by Tchilas Nida, and therefore she has to wait another 6 days with it. Or if let's say she sees three consecutive days and she wants to, okay, just to count another four, we have to be stringent and say no, maybe that eighth day that you saw was Tchilas Nida, and therefore actually now you're in the days of Ziva, and therefore this that you saw three consecutive actually makes you a Zava. And again, you're in this situation of doubt keeps on going until she's going to have to wait for 17 clean days. So therefore, the only way out in this situation, if she saw the 12 days, is if initially she has 8 clean days, and then after those 8 clean days, then she's going to be out of the clear. Because if she doesn't, she'll be in a situation where she's actually going to have to wait for another 17 clean days. Now, continues the Braisa, Shleisha Aser, if for 13 days she has Dam, then Pischa Shiva, then the opening is only after a requirement of 7 clean days, because even if you're going to say the first 2 days that were in doubt, let's say if it's the end of the Ziva days, you're still left with 11 more days that she saw Dam, and you're having you're having the 7 clean days, which altogether is 18, which that's already past the cycle of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva, and therefore she'd be back to Pesach Nida. As the Braisa says, as we said in the Mishnah, She'ein Pesach B'toya Pachis Meshiva, because you don't have an opening of the getting back to the days of Nida less than 7 days, because even if a woman would see for 14 days, she wouldn't go back to the opening of her beginning of the main Nida less than Shiva Nikim, because either way, if you're seeing that many days of Dam, most definitely she's a bona fide Zava, and as long as she doesn't see Shiva Nikim, she's not leaving the days of Ziva at all. And well, yes, Shal Shavas, and as we described, there's not going to be a requirement of having more than 17 clean days. Now, regarding this whole Braisa, which was elaborated in Halacha by Mishnah, Omali Rav Adbar Abba L'Rabba, he says, Lamali Kuli Hai, why do you need so many clean days? 14, 15? Timni Shiva V'Tishri. Either way you look at it, just count 7 clean days, and either way she's going to be permitted to her husband, because as Rashi explains, Rav Adbar made an error. He thought that all these cases of the Braisa of 17 clean days, 16, 15, they're all to permit a woman to her husband. And therefore, he's saying, either way, a Nidah actually could see Dam all 7 days. But either way, the most you have to wait is till the end of 7 days and immerse in the mikvah. And even the Zava has to count 7 days that are clean. So that's all you have to count, is 7. So either way, Mamanashach, Nidah, Zava, just 7 clean days. Why are you counting so many clean days that's required? So Malaysa Rabbah said to him, what we were talking about in this price in our mission is to correct the woman for her Nida and for her opening that we know most definitely when to start counting the days of Nida again. Which is that even if she'll see 3 or 4 consecutive days, all she'll have to do is count an additional 3 days. And then, after those 7 days, then it's going to be the Meyav Zav, where if she sees only 1 day, you only have to be Shemir Asim, only have to count an additional a corresponding day, and not to count another 6 days to get to the year, to get to the way the day that she's permitted to her husband. And therefore, it's regarding to know if it's Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva that this Braisa was talking about. Now, Tana Bamun, the Braisa, related to these halachas, that says, Kol HaToyos, all these women that, as we went through all the different calculations, that they're in error, don't know where she is in our calculations, they're Zavis. They have the halacha like a Zava Gedayla. Now, the Gemara later on is going to invert these words and explain that actually, no, the way you're supposed to read this is Kalzavis Hatoyais. all the zavis that made an error, in other words, all the cases that we described before, which we could be in doubt if she is a zava, which is really all of them, besides when she only saw for 1 day dam or 2 days dam, because less than 3 days of tameh, you can't be in doubt regarding being a zava because it has to be at least 3 days. But all those other cases that could be a zava, mevi is carbon. After 7 clean days, they bring a carbon, which are 2 turtle doves, which is what the woman has to bring when she becomes tar. One's a carbon chatzis, one's a carbon oila, like a bona fide zava, because like we said, in these cases, she might be a zava. The ain a nechel. But the carbon chatzis, although it's normally eaten, here it's not going to be eaten because maybe it wasn't the yimei of ziva. And maybe this, we're just in doubt, maybe she's a zava. And maybe this carbon chatzis is a chulin, and when they do malika, which is what they do to the bird carbons in the base of Mikdash, actually makes it into nevela. Because chulin with malika, it wasn't properly slaughtered. It's only kachim that's considered properly slaughtered. Now, that's regarding the carbon chatzis. The carbon oil was not eaten anyway. That's sacrificed on condition and says if she was a zava, it's for her obligation. And if not, it's going to be a nadava. But a carbon chatzis can't be a nadava, so therefore it's not eaten. Chutz mi pischa shiva u pischa shmeina. Except by the when she sees dam for many days, which we described, if let's say she saw for 12 days or 13 days, which then we said she has to wait for only a period of clean of 7 days or 8 days, there she mevias carbon benachal. There, she's going to bring a carbon, and it can be eaten either way you look at it, because since she saw for 12 consecutive days dam, so most definitely she's a zava, because even if you're going to say that the first 2 days were the end of ziva, even so, with all those days that she saw dam, you went through the beginning of Nida, and you still had 3 days of Zava from the latter count, because you're left with 12 days, 7 for the days of Nida, and then you still have 3 days for the days of Zav. And for sure, if let's say the first days were the beginning of Nida, or let's say 3 of them were the end of Ziva, well then for sure she's a Zava, because although in the beginning or towards the end. But regarding those first cases that we described, besides these cases of the Pischa Shiva and Shmeina, which we said they're Safik Zava, there you could say that maybe maybe 3 of the days were Zava and therefore from the Yimei of Ziva, and therefore the consecutive days made her into a Zava. But you could also say that maybe she was not a Zava, because maybe you could say the first 2 days were from the end of Zava, and then you're moving into the days of Nida, and then you don't have 3 consecutive days from the latter count to be days of Ziva to make her into a Zava. So therefore it's doubtful. So therefore there is not going to be eaten. But these days where for sure you're having 3 consecutive and you made Ziva, she's for sure a Zava either way you look at her, and therefore the karma is going to be eaten. Now, as we had already amended, the Gemara asked the question. It says, how do you read the Braisa as it's originally written? Atu kal hata'i Zavais? Are all those women who make an error when she sees Dam and she doesn't know which day she's on, that she's definitively a Zava? But we said at most all those women, they're a doubtful zava, not for sure zavas. But so moreover, yaim echad v'shnei yamim, if a woman sees dam only for 1 or 2 days, basis suya karbani, does she have to bring a carbon? She's not even in the doubt of being a zava. Ella rather says the Gemara, like we had amended, kol zavis hatoyos, which sounds like any woman which we could be in doubt regarding because of the error that she could be a zava, meaning that maybe 3 of the days that she was tameh, when the days of Ziva, then mevi is carbon ve'en nechel. Then she brings a carbon, but it's not eaten. Chos mi pischa shava, pischa shmeina, except if she saw 12 or 13 days, where then she only has to wait 7 or 8 clean days, she mevi is carbon ve'nechel, there she's going to be a carbon that's even going to be eaten, like we said, because there we know for sure, definitively, that she, we don't know when exactly, but she for sure had 3 consecutive days of Zava, and therefore she's going to be a Zava gedol that has to bring a carbon, and it could even be eaten. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of these Mishnayos of what's not less and not more. So Ein, there is not a purification b'negoim regarding the negoim, a nega of this type of leprosy, which there's different halacha of negoim, there's on people and there's on houses, so or on clothing. There isn't by negoim a purification pachis mishvu echad, less than being confined for 1 week. Sometimes it's not going to be tummy, but if we're in doubt, sometimes it's not going to be less than 1 week, because that's the most it is, but it's not less than that. But like, yes, and it's not going to be more than being confined for 3 weeks. As the Gemara explains, Paches Mishvua, this is saying it's not less than a week, but because it's only a week, is Nigi Adam. That's the afflictions on a person, where it's only confined for 1 week, as it says in the Parashat Torah. The layes al shleisha shavuos, but it's not more than 3 weeks, is negibatim, is the afflictions is on the house. As the Brisa teaches in Teres Kainim, it says in the Pasuk, the shava kain, the kain comes back, uba kain, the kain comes, which we're saying when we're coming back is coming. So we learn that just like when it's coming, the Torah tells us that he scrapes off the area of the nega, and we give him a week, and we wait, so too coming back is the same thing. And how do we know if, let's say, the nega stays as it is, both the first week and the second week, how do we know we do it again a third week? Because it says uva akain, vimbo yove akain, so we find that just like over there you have to wait a week, so too, so we find that you would wait up to a period of 3 weeks. So that's what we're saying, you're not going to have a confinement less than a week, which is for people, it's not more than that, and a nega on a house is not going to be more than 3 weeks of confinement. Now, Amar Papa, he brings a pasuk relating to this halacha, a pasuk in Tila. It says, tzedkascha k'hari el, Hashem, your righteousness, your charity is like the mighty mountains. What is that referring to? Eilu nuge adam. That's referring to the afflictions of a person where, like we said, it gets verified after 1 week if it's pure or if it's going to be considered tummy. Which, that's a great charity that a person's not in limbo more than a week. When it says in the Pasuk, Mishpatecha Tayim Rabba, your justice is like the great depths, Eilu nuge batam. That's regarding the afflictions of houses where it is a big delay of waiting 3 weeks. Now the Gemara one is Pashto the Krabba Maksim. Now what is the simple translation of the Pasuk referring to? So Rabbi Yehuda says, what the pasuk is trying to say is that were it not for the Hashem, your charity that's as mighty as the mountains, who could stand in front of your justice, which is like as deep as the depths of the abyss? As the Gemara is going to explain it, what exactly does this mean? Now, Rabbam, he gives a different interpretation. It says, your charity is like the great mountains. Because that your justice is goes to the deepest of the depths. So the Gemara said, what is the dispute that they're arguing about? What's the difference between their interpretations and what are they arguing about? So says the Gemara, b'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. They disagree in the same machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Didma, we learned that there's what's called the Yud Gimel Midas, there's Hashem's 13 attributes of mercy. And one of them is Rav Chesed. Hashem is abundance of kindness. Now, the way what he does is that if a person's sins and merits are equal, he tilts it in the favor of the merits. Now, how does he do that? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar, I mean, he says, Kaivish. What Hashem does is that he subdues, he conceals the sins underneath the path of the heavenly throne, so that, okay, so now there's automatically going to be more merits, and then that wins out. The side of merits is pulling down more, and that's the side that's going to win. So the person's going to be meritorious. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he says, no, the mechanics works differently. Is that Naisei? What Hashem does is that he lifts up the side of the sins upward, because usually the heavier one weighs down in the scale. He lifts up the cup of the sins upward, so that, if that's being lifted up, so then the one of the merits is weighing down, and therefore the person is going to be considered zacha. So explains the Gemara, Rabba is Kribba Lazar, and this is what he was saying. The Pasuk is saying, Tzitkasra Kare El means to say, Hashem, that you are matzdikas, you help us win, and that's a great charity like the mighty mountains. How? By concealing your justice, Mishpatecha, meaning referring to our sins, b'tahayim rabba, that you bury it beneath the kisya covered. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, and he learns the pasuk, if not for your charity, which is kahareel, meaning that you do charity for us, where because like the mountains that you lift up the sins, the side of the sins you lift it up, thus making the side of the merits go down. Who could stand in front of your mishpat, because that would then weigh us down in our sins till the great abyss, and that's how the zechus of the person that's a bainni is through the midah of Rav Chesed. That was their machlekes regarding how to interpret the simple translation of this pasuk of tzikas l'kara'el mishpatecha teim rabba. Nothing more continues with the next mishnah, continuing this theme of ein peichsin and not more. Says the mishnah, ein peichsin marba chadashim hamubar. We don't make less than 4 full months of the year, which a full month is, there's a regular month is 29 and a half days, but we don't make half days in the month. So it's either 29 days or 30 days. So that says the Mishnah, there's not less than 4 full months of 30 days in Bashana in a year. Ula is going to explain the reason for this in the Gemara. V'leinira yeser al shemayna, and it doesn't appear more than eight. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly is that referring to. Although the simple translation would sound like, but you're not going to have more than eight full months. You're not having less than four, but you're not having more than a pairing of eight in the year. Says the Mishnah, another halacha, shtei halechem, the two breads of wheat that are brought on Shavuos, ein nechal and paches mishnayim, they're not eaten less than 2 days from when they were baked, but not more than 3 days from when they were baked. So you're never going to have more than 3 days from when it's baked, from when they're eaten on Shavuos. And the situation would be if the Yom Tov of Shavuos falls out on a Sunday. So then they would be baked on Erev Shabbos, because the baking of the Shtei Alechem doesn't override allowing Melocha on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And then it's eaten on Yom Tov after the Tenufa, the elevation of the Shtei Alechem, is done, which is going to be on day three, because you made on Friday, Shabbos, and then on Sunday. But if, let's say, Shavuos falls on any other day of the week, so then it's baked in there of Yom Tov, and it's eaten on Yom Tov, which is the second day of when it was baked. So to lechem apanim, the showbreads, the 12 showbreads that are every Shabbos taken off from the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, so usually it's baked on Erev Shabbos, and it's eaten the following Shabbos, which is 9 days from when it was baked. So therefore, ein nechel paches metes, it's never eaten less than 9 days from when it was baked. V'lo yesrol achad aser, and it's not eaten more than 11 days after it's baked. So for example, if let's say the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall out on Thursday and Friday, so you can't bake it on Erev Shabbos because that's on Rosh Hashanah, so then it's baked on Wednesday, and then it's organized that Shabbos, and then it's eaten the following Shabbos, which is 11 days from when it was baked. A final halacha says the Mishnah, in katan nimel paches michas, a baby is not circumcised less than 8 days from when it was born, which that's the day of when it's supposed to be, the circumcision of day 8, but v'lo yesro shnei maaser, it's not going to be more than 12. Meaning, we're talking about a regular healthy child, but so generally it can't be less than 8, but it could be up till 12, but not more than that. For example, if let's say the baby is born, Bein HaShemesh is twilight of Friday night. So then he can't be circumcised the following Shabbos. I mean, if he was born on Shabbos, so he'll be circumcised the following Shabbos. The thing is, but maybe it's actually day 9, because Bein HaShemesh is twilight is a doubt. Is it day in, is it night? If it was still Friday, so it comes out the following Shabbos is actually day 9. Now, although, okay, so for sure he's past day 8, the halach is that milish lebizman, if it's not the 8th day itself, actually does not override being able to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you would have to wait till the following day of Sunday. Now, that would make it to day 10, maybe, because it might be day 9. But additionally, if let's say the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are after that following Shabbos, there's Sunday and Monday, would come out that you cannot make the circumcision until Tuesday, well, that would be a total of possible 12 days from the birth. That would be even a regular healthy birth. If let's say you have, he was born at twilight of Friday night, and then the following Shabbos you can't do because that would be day 9, and then you have to do it day 10, but you can't do it because that's Sunday, Monday's Rosh Hashanah, then you'll be doing it on Tuesday on day 12. That's a situation of Ein Paches, Ein Yeser, by regular circumcision. It's not less than day 8, but it's not going to be more than day 12.